This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The stage is set for the second phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key names in the fray for this phase are former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, JKPCC President Tariq Hamid Kara and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Over 13,000 polling staff have been deployed at over 3,500 polling stations across the constituencies where voting will be held in this phase. The strong rooms where the electronic voting machines will be kept after the close of polls tomorrow have been secured and will be kept under round-the-clock digital surveillance. The Election Commission today made it clear to central and state enforcement agencies that it will have zero tolerance towards use of money power in the upcoming elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. S.S. Sandhu, reviewed poll preparedness in Ranchi and held meetings with political parties, security forces and other stakeholders. Speaking to reporters in Ranchi after meeting, the Chief Election Commissioner said agencies involved in elections have been instructed to ensure inducement-free elections. Congress has suspended the membership of his party leaders from Haryana, Rajesh June, for a period of 6 years for being involved in anti-party activities. Mr. June is contesting the assembly election as an independent candidate from Bahadurgarh constituency. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that a productive discussion took place on various issues, including digitization of legislative assemblies, capacity building of legislatures and the role of legislative bodies in sustainable and inclusive development in the 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Conference. Mr. Birla, who is also the chairperson of the CPA India Region, chaired the two-day meeting which concluded in New Delhi today. Briefing the media after the conclusion of the conference, Lok Sabha Speaker said, during the meeting, all participants opined that legislative bodies should be made more active among the people so that benefits of sustainable and inclusive development reach the last person in the queue. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today inaugurated the 41st edition of the Indian Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi. The three-day meeting serves as a vital forum to engage in meaningful discussions on strategic, operational and administrative matters in the backdrop of the evolving geopolitical landscapes and complexities of maritime security. Addressing the gathering, Raksha Mantri described the Indian Coast Guard as India's foremost guard, ensuring the security of the country's vast coastline through constant monitoring of the exclusive economic zone. He said they also prevent illegal activities such as terrorism and trafficking of arms, drugs and humans. The Karnataka High Court has rejected a petition filed by Chief Minister Siddaramaiah challenging the governor's sanction to prosecute him in the Mudda land allotment case. The single-judge bench of Justice M. Nagaprasanna pronounced that the governor can make an independent decision and that his order to prosecute the Chief Minister does not suffer from non-application of mind. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Affairs Advisor Tohid Hussain on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York today. This marks the first high-level engagement between India and Bangladesh's interim government led by Mohammad Yunus after Sheikh Hasina's ouster as the Prime Minister last month. The meeting focused on strengthening the bilateral ties between the two neighbouring countries and addressed mutual interests. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has reached Tashkent in Uzbekistan to attend the 9th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. India is the second largest shareholder of the bank. The multilateral discussions will be centered around a broad spectrum of important global issues relevant to the development agenda. Ms. Sitharaman will also sign the bilateral investment treaty between India and Uzbekistan. S&P Global Ratings has retained India's growth forecast at 6.8% for the fiscal year 2024-25. In its quarterly economic outlook for the Asia-Pacific region, the global rating agency said India's GDP growth moderated in June quarter as interest rates temper urban demand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.